Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, November 6th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today begins the work week for the game against the Green Bay Packers, a game that really we've been anticipating all year. I feel like when the schedule came out, I mean, me and James talked about making this a Go Birds trip. It was viewed as a NFC like powerhouse game, and it still is that. Like, this is a massive, massive game. I think the biggest game, well, the Chiefs game was a pretty big test for the Eagles. Granted, that was week two. Things are a little bit different, but man, Eagles, Packers, Monday Night Football, Lambeau Field. This is what we do it for. Like, these are the games that you love being a fan for and you love being in this business for. So I can't wait to get this week started, and it starts today. So let's get right into it as you get your day started, and let's talk Eagles football. First up on the schedule for today, like I said, the Eagles are back to work today. The Eagles return back to the NovaCare to begin their normal work week. Now, again, because it's a Monday night game, they're starting Thursday. So their normal Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, travel Saturday, play Sunday schedule, it's all getting kicked back a day. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday practice, travel Sunday, play Monday. So we'll have a little Saturday action for you prior to Go Birds Radio on Saturday afternoon. And by the way, if you're going to the game with fans of Philly, I'll be there, and I'll probably be on your plane. So I'm excited to see all the Eagles fans that go down there and, as normal, take over Green Bay. So first up on the schedule, like I said, Nick Sirianni speaks to the media today at 12:10. Practice begins for the team at 3:10, and then the locker room opens at 4:50. And, man, it's going to be an exciting locker room. A.J. Brown, Jalen Phillips, Jalen Hurts, Jair Alexander, like, I'm going to try to get to all of it, but man, I mean, thankfully the sideline reporter you need, Devin Caney, will be there, and we'll hopefully get everything we can for you audio-wise, but that also means Friday's daily pod is going to be jam freaking packed with stuff. So big day at the facility as they begin practice. We meet all the new faces and we get to hear from AJ Brown potentially for the first time. So that's what's on the schedule for today. We got an injury report. And in the way that we don't actually have a new injury report, they practice later today for the first time. But let's kind of recap what we're looking out for here. A lot of players didn't play in the last game. Ja'Corian Bennett, we'll do these in alphabetical order. Ja'Corian Bennett dealing with that pec injury that had him on IR. He was a full participant in the last game, didn't play. I'd expect him to be active against Green Bay. AJ Brown, obviously, with that hamstring injury, didn't participate in the last practice, didn't participate in the last game. We'll see if he's out there against Green Bay. I anticipate him being out there. Brandon Graham, obviously ramping up. He'll play against Green Bay. Adoree Jackson missed the last game with a concussion. I would hope that at this point he is ready to go and would be available for the Packers game. And then Cam Jurgens with that knee injury, did not participate in the last practice or game. We will see if he is out there today. I have a feeling he will be out there against the Packers. So AJ Brown, Ja'Corian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Cam Jurgens, and Brandon Graham, the big names to look for today at practice. I'll tweet out the practice report when it comes out and who's at practice. So if you won't want to wait till tomorrow, it'll be all over social media. All right, some news. First, obviously, the book drive. Thank you guys to everyone that's made a donation over the past few days. The Touchdown for Books campaign with Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philly that works to get books into the hands of children in this area. As a product of the public school system in Philly, as someone whose parents worked in education growing up, someone who read a lot growing up. My parents used to have reading time for me a half hour before bed where I had to read a book every night before bed. It is very, very important. So I love working with them. They do great work and you guys have been unbelievable so far in helping to raise money. So this year you can win a Zach Bond signed football if you make a donation. And if you get $100 in donations, you can get a shirt from Dewani Soraya, the top artist in the city, top sports artist in the city. All the information on that is in the link in the podcast description, but I want to shout out the current leaderboard. Gorham 610 Bald Guy has already raised over $1,000. That's crazy. Thank you so much. Joe from Jersey, my guy. Joe from Jersey, Italian Stallions, over $500 raised. WIP Afternoon Show with $331 raised. So big, big time out there with the teams. And thank you to everybody that's made a donation, no matter how big or small, it really, really does help. So we're over $8,000, which is wild. And let's keep it going because it does a lot of good. And with $5 per book, that's a lot of books at over $8,000. All right. Let's get into the meat of the pod here. Later on, we're going to preview the Eagles offensive line versus the Packers defensive line. So excited to be previewing this game. And God, I can't wait to get down there and watch it. But let's talk about some Jalen Phillips stats that I saw that I thought were super, super encouraging. Like the more you learn about this guy, the more, you get past the price tag because that is what it is. The price is paid. Now he's on the team. And you get past the injury history because he's either going to get hurt or he's not. This guy can play. And this stat here, or this collection of stats, I should say, from Brandon Thorne of Trench Warfare Newsletter. Go check him out. Does excellent work. I see his stuff all the time. He has a Substack you can subscribe to. I would highly recommend it. Brandon Thorne put out some numbers about true pressures from edges, right? So he, clarifies things as a high quality pressure, a low quality pressure, how much they're truly getting to the quarterback. And Jalen Phillips grades out awesome in this. He has Jalen Phillips so far in this season as the 12th best edge rusher in the NFL. He has him as the 12th. He has him graded in terms of true pressure rate. Jalen Phillips is 12th. He's ahead of some pretty impressive names. He's ahead of Abdul Carter. He's somehow ahead of Myles Garrett, which, look, I trust Brandon. That's pretty wild. He's ahead of, Kayvon Thibodeau. He's, right there next to Chris Jones. Milton Williams in the top 10, which has to sting a little for Eagles fans. But regardless, Jalen Phillips, 12th for a third-round pick. Jonathan Grenard, he's right behind him. Like, he is graded out as one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Not just the best edge rusher traded at the deadline. Not just the best edge rusher you can get for third-round pick. 12th best edge rusher in the NFL. And he's actually, if I'm reading this correctly, and I'm pretty sure I am, he is number one in the NFL, tied with Jalen Carter, ironically, for rare high-quality pressures. So I don't know how he defines that, but it certainly sounds good. Rare, high-quality. Can't imagine it gets much better than that. So number one with Jalen Carter tied with that. So he's getting to the quarterback when he's getting there. You know, this year, he's not sacking him all the time, but this year he is making plays when he gets to the quarterback. So number one, high, rare quality pressure this year, and he is fourth in pass rush snaps per high quality pressure. So man, like, this guy is getting to the quarterback, and he is grading out as one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. And I thought this was interesting too. So he has the top 40, like, I keep saying edges, but it's just defensive linemen. So I apologize. That is, I've been saying it incorrectly. It's all defensive linemen. It's not just edges. And of the 40 that he has, like the top 40, the Eagles are the only team in the NFL with three in the top 40. Jalen Phillips, Moro Jomo, and Jalen Carter. Now, I don't think Jalen Carter has been outstanding this year. It's certainly possible that he's just not been as good as expectations, and the expectations were super, super high. But clearly, you look at this, and he's graded out really well compared to other defensive tackles, and Jalen Phillips is graded out really well compared to other defensive ends slash edges. And if you just look at Jalen Phillips' career, like, he has kind of had an up-and-down type thing. Again, injuries really matter here. But in 2022, 77 pressures and 522 pass rushing snaps. This year, 32 pressures and 181 pass rushing snaps. So he's on pace for roughly a career high in pressures. The pass rush win rate, he's 12th in the NFL right now, 19.3% of the time among edges. He is 12th in terms of winning along the edges. And then 2022, 17.6%. So he's had some years at 13, 12. His rookie year, it was 9%. But the advanced stats on Jalen Phillips are really, really good. That's really the best way to put it. Like, the stats in general are good with him. Like, you know, the 6.5 sacks in 8 games or whatever it was in 2023. Like, he gets to the quarterback, all those things. But you can see why the Eagles would be so interested in him with how these advanced numbers look. So, yeah, the more I learn about Jalen Phillips, excited to talk to him later today, excited to, you know, see how the Eagles are going to use him. But, man, really, really impressive stuff compared to every other edge rusher. Again, they have arguably acquired a top 10 edge rusher for a third round pick. And, you know, we'll see if he resigns and all that, but that's pretty good. Now, the last thing I wanted to play for you guys before we get into previewing the game is a quote from Howie from his Tuesday press conference. Meant to put this in the last pod, just didn't get to it. But he was asked at the end of his press conference, by Jimmy Kemsky, shout out to Jimmy Kemsky, a Philly voice, about like the reports that he went after Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons and how he obviously wouldn't talk about them. But the question ended up being, you know, why are you so confident to go out and trade high level assets, essentially? Because there was reports they offered 3 first round picks or whatever it was. And Howie was asked about that. And here's what he had to say.
When there's opportunities to be aggressive for the right players, we're not going to sit on our hands. You know, I don't think that you have great success without taking great risks at times. They got to make sense in terms of the risks that you're taking. And so, we can't be afraid to fail. I think for a lot of times, for you to get to the top, that you got to be willing to take chances that, may look controversial at times. And so if there was an opportunity to do that, with that, we thought, gave us also an opportunity to be the last team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Team standing, put confetti on our head. We're going to go aggressive in that direction. You know, I feel like that's the right way to operate our team. And that doesn't come without mistakes. I understand that. But, I won't live with regret. You know, I won't live with regret in the way that we operate around here. And so, if we feel passionate about something, if we think the value's right, we're not going
to
be.
So first of all, I think that quote should go next to Howie's bust or Howie's plaque or whatever it'll be in the Hall of Fame. Like, that is Howie. He likes to be aggressive. He likes to look into aggressive trades. He likes to talk about high level trades. He doesn't always pull them off, but he is someone that is not afraid to make a high level trade. And I think Myles Garrett's going to end up being an Eagle. Like, they're going to trade him eventually. They will. And when they do, I don't think Howie will be outbid. Now, if it's in 2 years and he's not the player, like, maybe things will change. But this offseason, I think there's a good shot to get Myles Garrett. Now, we'll see what Nolan Smith, like, we'll see Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, but this could quickly turn into an edge rotation of Myles Garrett, Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith, and Jalix Hunt. And that's quite the edge rotation. It would be the best edge rotation I've ever covered with the Eagles. And I know it's, you know, a far way away and all that, but you hear that quote from Howie, and I think when Myles Garrett's traded, they're going to get him. And I can't wait for that emergency pod. But that time is not now. Now it is time to talk about the Eagles' huge game coming up against the Green Bay Packers. So on the other side, we're going to begin previewing the match, now that I'm back from London, and talk about the Eagles' offensive line versus Micah Parsons and the Packers' defensive line. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk every week. I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get into what is really probably the most important matchup in this game. So we're going to do it first. We're going to start the week off first with this matchup, and it is the Eagles offensive line versus the Packers defensive line. Every week, as I say every week, the most important matchup is along the lines. And of course, that starts with the Eagles offensive line. We'll get into the defensive line later in the week once we have a better feel on who's actually going to be playing, right? Is Jalen Phillips going to play? Is Nolan Smith playing? Is Brandon Graham playing? So there's a lot of questions there. And there are a few questions, or really just one or two questions, on the Packers defensive line. But a nice part about previewing this matchup is that really for the first time in a long time, and maybe even the first time all season, there's not many questions on the Eagles offensive line. Like, we know who is going to start. It's going to be Mailata. It's going to be Dickerson. It's likely going to be Cam. It's going to be Tyler Steen, and it's going to be Lane Johnson. And I think as we enter the second half of the season, getting continuity along the Eagles offensive line is going to be absolutely huge. That is one thing we have talked about on here, but I feel like nationally hasn't been talked enough, or I should say, like, locally on different outlets enough, is the lack of continuity on the offensive line. Cam in and out of the lineup, Landon in and out of the lineup. And now I think you can feel really good about where this line is at. I think they've put together some of their best games over the last few games. Landon Dickerson playing every snap of the last few games, absolutely huge, and playing at a pretty good level, also a big part of that. So feeling really good about the Eagles offensive line as a whole, but in this matchup, they're going to need it, because the Packers defensive line, I think, is the strength of the entire team. You can look at one point, I think their receivers were very good. Jordan Love can be special at times. Josh Jacobs, I think, is a very, very good running back, but the defensive line of the Packers is the best unit on the team. And they're the reason they win a lot of games. You see them winning low scoring games. You see Micah Parsons making plays late in the game. And of course, Micah Parsons, the big difference in this matchup, than it was the last time these two teams played. In the playoffs, when they played, there was no Micah Parsons. And I still thought it was a very good Packers defensive line. I thought they had really good pass rushing defensive tackles, their edges, still have Rashawn Gary. So they still have good players. Lucas Van Ness, who has missed time this year, but might be out on the field this upcoming week. So the Packers had good players last time, but you add Micah Parsons, and it is a game changer. So Micah Parsons, it's funny. I feel like me and James have talked about him more than a few times. But when we've talked about him, I've always felt that he has never been a game changer against the Eagles. And frankly, the record backs that up. Not that records for a defensive end are like the end all be all, but Micah Parsons is 3-4 in his career against the Eagles. So he has not been somebody that's come out and wrecked games and caused the Eagles to lose games. Like, he's been good, and the stats against Eagles are actually better than I thought, but he's not been somebody that has been able to change the game for the Cowboys when he was on that team against the Eagles. So Micah Parsons, in his career, 7 games, as I mentioned, 3-4 record, actually has 5 sacks. So he's averaging almost a sack a game against the Eagles, 8 quarterback hits, 6 tackles for a loss, 10 solo tackles, and a forced fumble. So really, really good numbers against the Eagles. So As much as Mike has not been able to beat the Eagles, he has done well against him. And that's no surprise. I mean, I think if you looked at Micah Parsons against almost any player, I mean, against almost any team in his career, he'd have good numbers. But I will admit, as someone that is obviously, you know, a fan of Jeff Statlin and what a good coach he is, knows how good the Eagles' offensive line is, I would have said prior to those stats that they do a good job shutting him down, because they have. They have, you know, moved away from him in games. Like, Lane has done a good job against him. Mailata has when he's been against him. But the numbers are the numbers. And 5 sacks in 7 games is a really good output. Now, 2 of those sacks came in 1 game. So if you take that away, that's 3 and 6, which, you know, is more closer to a half a sack than a full sack. But whatever, right? Like, he's been good. And then you add him to a Packers defensive line that already has talent, and they are a very good defensive line. So let's dive in to each player on the line, who they're going to be going up against, and see who has the advantage in this matchup. And we'll start with the defensive tackles. So, of course, the player missing in this matchup is Kenny Clark, who was traded to the Cowboys as part of the Micah Parsons trade that landed him on the Packers. But they still have pretty good defensive tackles. Devontae Wyatt, 17 pressures this season, 27th in the league among defensive tackles. Carl Brooks, 21 pressures, 18th in the league among defensive tackles. So they have 2 of the top, you know, 30, 27 really, but 2 of the top 32 defensive tackles in hurries. So they have decent pass rushing defensive tackles. A question in this game is going to be Colby Wooden. 5 pressures on the season. So not a great player, but there's a possibility he might not play. And the reason that does matter a little bit is because they've essentially gone with a 3-man rotation at the defensive tackle spot. Wyatt, Brooks, and Colby Wooden. I just can't pronounce that name today, have been the 3 that have played the majority of the snaps. They have Nazir Stackhouse, but he's only played 88 snaps. The other 3 are well over that, into the 100. So Devontae Wyatt and Carl Brooks will be the 2 that they have to deal with here. And again, they're not like elite pass rushing defensive tackles. The Rams have really good pass rushing defensive tackles, like obviously the Chiefs do. So the Eagles have dealt with better pass rushing defensive tackle duos this season, but they're good players. And if this was a few weeks ago and you didn't know if Dickerson was going to play and it was potentially going to be, you know, Brett Toth in there at guard as opposed to center. Honestly, even if Cam Jurgens doesn't play, I think Brett Toth played well in the last game. So you feel somewhat confident in him. I do think the Eagles have the matchup advantage on the inside, though. As good as they are, I just think the Eagles' interior offensive line is better. The question is really how much pressure is Micah, or how many resources is Micah Parsons going to take from the interior, whether you're pushing a guard over, like whether he's going in on the inside, whatever it's going to be. But I think the Wyatt and Brooks matchup is a good one for the Eagles against their interior offensive linemen. So a good group, but not a worrisome, I would say, group of pass rushing defensive tackles. But let's talk about the edges, because the edges are really what makes this group go, and that's Micah Parsons. As I mentioned, he's had really, really good games against the Eagles and has been awesome this year. 43 pressures, 5th most in the NFL. They put him all over the line. Lines up on the left side, lines up on the right side. He does line up slightly more on the right side, so that'll be a little more Jordan Mailata versus Micah Parsons. But the real matchup is Jeff Statlin versus Micah Parsons. Having a plan for him, executing that plan, knowing where he's going to be pre-snap, and having a feel for what that means he's going to be post-snap and where he's going to go. That'll be huge. So that is one way where having Cam Jurgens in the game will be an advantage over having Brett Toth. Not that Brett Toth isn't smart. That is one thing you hear a lot about it from his teammates, is what an advantage he is in that meeting room and how much he knows and understands. But he's just not played as much center in the NFL as Cam Jurgens. So having Cam in there, getting the protection calls right, are going to be huge against Micah Parsons. But it's also just going to be, you know, mano a mano. Like, this is why the Eagles pay their tackles so much money. This is why, you know, I think Nick would tell you, and Stoutland would tell you, and Petullo would tell you, that they can go into game plans and feel like, all right, we will put Lane Johnson on Micah, or we will have Micah Parsons against Mailata. And like, that's the hope, is that when those matchups come, is that they'll play well. So Micah Parsons, obviously an outstanding player. We've almost spent too much time talking about him. You guys know about Micah. Like, there's no secret. Stopping Micah is going to be absolutely huge in this game. But Rashawn Gary is also a really, really good edge. And like Micah, because Micah moves all around, Gary moves all around as well. Plays on the left, plays on the right. 29 pressures this year, 21st in the NFL. So a top 20 edge duo roughly with the Packers. And again, like, you add it all up, they have really good pass rushing stats this year. You look at it, they are fourth in quarterback hits. They're 13th in sacks, 23rd in hurries, and they don't blitz, right? They only blitz 29%, or sorry, they blitz 17% of the time, which is 29th in the league. So they're able to create pressure organically. They're 9th in the league in snaps with the pressure. They get pressure on roughly one every four snaps. So they're a good defensive line for sure. And that's because of Micah. That's because of Rashawn Gary. That's because of Carl Brooks on the interior. And then we'll see if Lucas Van Ness plays. Lucas Van Ness, you know, wasn't a huge fan of him coming out of the draft. 8.5 sacks in 3 years and 39 games. So not great production there. Does have 16 hurries this year. He was on pace for a career high in hurries, but he's missed some time with a foot injury. Unclear if he will play in the game. And if he doesn't, they'll have to go to some of their backups who are obviously not very good. You're talking about the third, fourth defensive tackles on a team. So when you look at this matchup, they're not going to blitz. It's going to be about identifying where Micah is pre-snap, having a plan in place to handle him, hoping Lane and Mailata can win their one-on-one matchups when they're presented with it. It's going to be on Jalen to get rid of the ball on time when your whole game plan is kind of centered around stopping a player on the edge. The ball has to come out on time because those edges are counting in their head about when they know the ball should be out, when it was out in practice, and making sure you get the ball on time is going to be huge. So I would give the advantage to the Eagles offensive line in this matchup because it's really only Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. Micah's been good against the Eagles in the past, but the line has played a lot better recently. Coming off the bye week, I think they will have a good plan in place for him. And I think the Eagles offensive line gets the edge in this matchup. So the other side of the ball is going to be the interesting one. The Eagles' newly constructed defensive line versus the Packers' offensive line. We're going to get into that one later in the week. But for now, go out, enjoy your Thursday. Game week, like I said, started today with the game on Monday. Excited to get down to Green Bay with fans of Philly and hang out with you guys all weekend. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.